Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, spiritual talk, healing, done right. Spiritual growth, 12-step indigo meditation, and much, much more. Hosted by Duchess and Jules.
It's Sunday, and it's time for Inside Matters Talk, hosted by Duchess and Jules. I love Tarni, old Tarni. I just love that voice, and I love Space Soldiers. It's a wonderful, wonderful ditty to start our show with. I am Duchess, and I'm having a wonderful day. It is sunny outside, and sorry to say, I enjoyed the sun yesterday, but I didn't get an opportunity to go out today. And hopefully after the show, I'll be able to take a little walk outside. Hi, Jules. I know you're there. I hear you breathing.
Hi. How is everyone today? Yes, I'm back in North Carolina, and it is hot. It is hot here. We had 72-degree weather yesterday, but we had some breeze. Now it's like up to 80. So, yes, I am a little hot over here, but I am enjoying life. I am enjoying my vibrational stimulation that I had yesterday, and God has been with me, and everything is great. Everything is great. We're going to have a great show, a wonderful show. Duchess has some questions that I am so enthused to talk with her about. So let's get it started. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I wish I was in California. Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. And Cinco de Mayo is a celebration. It's a Mexican holiday. And I'd say that, well, they tell me that the world's largest Cinco de Mayo party takes place in Los Angeles, California. People think that that's Mexican Independence Day. Sorry, not Mexico's Independence Day. It celebrates a most unlikely victory back in May 1862 when France converged on Mexico and thought they were winning the war. And out of the hiding places all around outside of the town of Pueblo, a bunch of Mexican soldiers came out and just fooled the French, and they defeated them. And so that's why they celebrate Cinco de Mayo. And I hear it's a heckified celebration, and it would be nice to be in Los Angeles celebrating it with my son, Abe, who lives in Pasadena. I'm sure he would get me to L.A. So
that's
Cinco
nice.
De Mayo. Yeah, it is. A lot of things have been going on in our world. I have been running all over the place, helping people do this and helping people do that, and I'm, like, so exhausted. I had a conversation with my mother today, and I was telling her how exhausted I am, and I needed time to recharge myself and rejuvenate. Did I tell you I started a walking group? It's called the Leesburg Amblers Walking Group, Jules. And if you want to jump out there like a herd of turtles and you're not ready for a walker yet, but you just want to amble along, I've got about 10 people in that walking group, and we walk 3 days a week. And so that's one of the things that I've been doing with my life, and aside from,
that is,
you know, what I usually do.
That is so wonderful because, you know, I was laying around and I was just, like, feeling sorry for myself like some people do when they turn 40. I turned 40, and I was just feeling sorry for myself, and I was talking to a couple of friends, and they said, you know what, get out there, and you need to rejuvenate yourself, and you need to just start exercising. You know, a lot of people, you know, oh, exercise, but if you don't start it, you will never start it. And once you start it, Duchess, oh, my God, every morning you just want to continue. So every morning I'm like, gotta walk. And where I move, they have a little, you know, treadmill, and so I get out there, I get me some coffee from Mickey D's, and I go walking, and it's been so great. The legs hurt, but then, you know, Oh well, they won't get they won't get stretched out if you don't start doing something about it, because you have to start somewhere. So I love it.
Well, a lot of people think that I get a lot of exercise because I still work at UPS, and I throw back boxes around and I push them and I shove them and I lift them and I have to put them on the belt and put them on the slide and all over the place. And I tell them, my body feels, that's my lifestyle. That's a lifestyle for me. It is no longer exercise. My body is so used to doing that over the last past few years that it's like, you know what? This is a part of us now. It's not exercise. This is something that you do on a daily basis. So give it a break. Find something else to do.
Right.
So I had to
that
start
is
the walking group.
So what, I mean, how did you start it? Like, what made you start it? Did you just wake up one morning and was like, you know what, I'm going to start walking? What? How did you do something like that?
Just the way you just said it. What happened was,
No,
I didn't kind of wake up like that. What happened was, I belong to a number of these meetup.com groups, and so I get notified of new groups starting. And there was Prince George's County Amblers group. And so I joined that group, and then I saw all the places that these people in that group were going to walk. And I'm saying, I'm not going to drive all the way there just to go for a walk with some people for 30 minutes, for an hour. And that's when I decided to start my own meetup group. So I got the Leesburg Step-by-Step Amblers group. And I used the same title as that woman did. I used the same reason for our being as she did. I just duplicated what she did, and I was just me, and then there was just another person, and now it's 10 of us. And I've explored all different, all kinds of nature preserves and parks and walkways all around my area, and some of these places are so beautiful. I didn't even know they existed, and wouldn't have known until I did this. So that's how I started it.
A lot of people, when they have this downage about weight gain and exercise, take your child out. You know, if you have children, take them to the museum, take them to the zoo, take them just to walk around the neighborhood and enjoy with a friend or by yourself or anything like that. Any movement out of the bed or watching TV is exercise. Run up and down your steps. Oh, I got to go get my wallet. Run back down. Oh, I got to go get my keys. Run back down. You know, any type of movement is exercise, and it's a brilliant type of thing to just get out and enjoy the sunshine or get out and enjoy what God has created for you, because like people have said, tomorrow is not promised, so you might as well do something for yourself today and act like today is your last, because tomorrow isn't promised. You know what I'm saying, Duchess? So do something. Just do something, because TV technology is taking over the world. You know, you was telling me about that the other day, about technology and, you know, our children and the technology. Well, we got to get them out. Play some tennis. Play in the park. Do something.
It's amazing. You talking about that technology stuff. Well, let me share something with you. I was talking to one of my drivers, and I was saying to them how my children want me to come up into the technological world, you know, and they want me to get this an iPhone where, you know, well, I would love to have one, I guess, for the navigational purposes. But he said, why do your children want you to join the zombie force? Do you know that those iPhones are just making people zombies? And I thought about it. You know, you see those two thumbs working constantly. People are walking down the street looking down at these phones. People are sitting in the doctor's office, you know, and the fingers are moving. People are even driving, and we call it the zombie era. Do you realize that people are so interfacing with their computers and these phones that they don't have a sense of emotion and connection to other human beings? I mean, where's the empathy? Where's the compassion? Where's the love? I mean, people break up with each other by text messaging them. I mean, there is no personal interfacing with people anymore. And people wonder why. Why do my children act this way towards me? Because they don't know any other way to act towards you. I mean, they communicate with you through a text message.
Wow.
It's amazing the dynamics people miss by not interfacing with people on a regular basis. It's always through that phone.
That is so true, because I even watch a two-year-old, and she knows how to use my phone and my computer better than I do. She sits down, Juju, here, and I put my password in, and she just all over my apps, and she could just do her little stuff on there, and she knows don't touch my stuff, but this is her stuff, and she colors, and she learns her, I mean, everything through computers. So, yes, Duchess.
Well, I'm not saying it's wrong for them to know this stuff. I think it's just wrong for them to feel that this is an extension of themselves and there's no more human contact any longer. There's none. You know,
right.
Like, say, for instance, when we talk about the Indigo children, we talk about how psychic they are and we talk about how much feeling they have and how intense their moods and their emotions are and how they can read each other's emotions, we can read each other's vibrations. You think you can do that through an iPhone? You don't get to know people. You don't get to know who people are. And it's to me that it's sad. And then look at the abbreviations that they do. Sometimes I get a message from my granddaughter. They're adults. I get a message from my granddaughter. They're in college. Do they really know how to write an essay with proper grammar? Spelling? Do they know how to spell words anymore? You know?
Right. That is true.
One of my friends living in Joplin, Missouri, friend of mine named Annette, her grandchildren always saying, Grandma, why don't you learn how to text? We'll show you how to text. And she said, no, darling, I don't want to learn how to text. Because if I learn how to text, I will lose the opportunity of hearing your sweet, sweet voice over the telephone. And that is the truth.
That is so
We won't even
beautiful.
Need our voices anymore. Okay? We don't use it. We're going to lose it. That's what they say. So people need to find the balance between this technology. You know, it has to be in a balance, and it's amazing how the human race just goes overboard. You know, once they latch onto something, they go overboard. And it's just a shame.
If you can't break from that technology, like I said, put the earphones in, push, you know, get out there, walk, push your child, walk, and then integrate your technology, because you know what? Duchess, people can't even break away from their phone. Do you know how crazy people go if they leave their phone at home and they drive off somewhere? They, oh my God, I forgot, oh, what if someone texts me? Oh my goodness. You know, they go crazy when they hear that bloop, 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 and they're in the car and they drive in. That's why the law says no texting while driving, because it's like they go insane with that bleep, bleep, bleep.
Right.
And it's just like, okay, hook it to your hip and go walking. And that's why we have obesity now, because it's like, hook it to your hip and go walking. Leave it upstairs. Run down the stairs to your car. Run back upstairs to go get it. Run down the stairs. You know what I'm saying? They got to do something. We got to make it fun.
I don't want my email attached to my telephone. Okay.
Oh,
I don't
yes.
want that. I do not want my people following me, being close to me everywhere I am. Now, there may be a reason for that for people who are in business and they want to keep contact with their network. But you know what? I don't want my network that close to me, that I can't sleep at night because my phone is beeping all night long, all day long. I don't want that. Turn off the phone. Turn it off. And the only reason I go crazy if I leave my phone home is because I need my phone to travel with me at night because I travel on the road alone by myself sometimes, you know, and I need a phone in case of emergency. But other than that, no, I don't need a telephone with me 24 hours a day. I just don't. I mean, sometimes my phone will ring in my house. I have a house phone, and I don't even answer it. I don't even go see who it is. I don't care. You know, it's like, you know,
okay,
they'll leave a message if it's important. It's the house phone. And the cell phone, I can look down on and see who's calling me. If you're not my mother and I'm doing something that, you know, doesn't require me to answer the phone, if you're not my mother, I'm not going to answer. I'll call you back, leave a message, and I'll get right back to you. But, you know, I'm going to the bathroom now.
Judge, we can spend so much time on this. I understand because, you know what, I'll even bring my phone to the bathroom with me, and I'm embarrassed to say it, but, yes, because I have a disability, and that's not why. I can use that as an excuse, but, yeah, I'll bring it to the bathroom with me on sometimes, some occasions. But you know what? I know you have so many beautiful questions, and I know we can spend so much time on this because even, you know, we got apps attached to our phones like Facebook and everything. You know, I got a friend
that
spends all night, 3 o'clock in the morning, looking on her Facebook, laughing at different things and stuff like that. But, you know, Inside Matters Talk, they, you know, I know you have so many beautiful questions lined up.
Right.
And like I said,
and
we just spent all day.
And this show is about what's inside that matters. And in order for you to know what's inside other people, you got to interface with people, human beings, not a phone. And so this leads right into our topic. You know,
yes, it does.
This day of your life, do you know what your creator, you know, wants you to know? Do you know? Are you paying attention to what's going on around you? Do you know? Okay? So we took some questions and things from Neil Donald Walsh's quote, who had a wonderful, wonderful conversation with his creator. And he's got a series of books. And while we're not promoting his books, but we're definitely promoting his quotes. And if you want to read some of his books, I'll say by all means do, because I've read quite a number of the books in his series. But today, we're going to talk about on this day of your life, you know, that we believe God wants you to know. And like we said on our program page, you don't have to believe in God. You can fill in the blank. On this day in your life, I believe blank wants you to know. You can say my higher power. You can say Allah. You can say Jesus. You can say Jehovah. You can say Spirit. You can say Great Spirit. You can say the Mother. You can say, you got anything else we can say, Jules? Can you think of anybody else or anything else that we could call, you know, your creator? You can say my higher self. On this day in my life, I believe my higher self wants me to know. So you fill in that blank any way you choose, and let's see how you feel about some of these quotes that your blank is asking you.
Right.
So you want to start, baby girl? Go ahead.
You know what? I want to know if there's anybody out there that would like to call in and join us, because this is something that we would like everybody, all our followers, to join in, and we will discuss some of what we believe in on these Neil Donald Walsh's statements. But we also want everyone else out there to help us and choose what they believe in and comment also, because are they making a difference out there, Duchess? You know, who else is out there making a difference? What
so
about
how
you?
Are you making a difference in the world? How are you making, this is for the audience, how are any of you making a difference in the world? What are you doing? Even if you're making a difference by getting your own self healthy so that you can do more for your family, friends, and or yourself, how are you making a difference in the world? around you. And your world can just be right there, the confines of your apartment, who you talk, the job, your job. You know, there was this young man. I'm going to go first, okay?
Okay,
there are a number of ways I try to make a difference. There was this young man at the job who, who got falsely accused of something, and they were going to fire him, and they didn't tell him his rights. And as one of the older employees, golly, I got something stuck in my throat. Old employees, I was able to tell him some of his. Yeah, let me get some water.
Okay. Well, Duchess is getting some water. The way I'm making a difference is I take care of a child, and her mother has to work, and she works very numerous occasions, and so I'm taking care of her. I've always wanted to be involved in children's lives. I've wanted to be in children's lives ever since they were little. And I wanted to do the thing where, you know, where teenagers, they accidentally get pregnant. They feel like they are all this and all that, that they want to get pregnant. And they leave their house, or they get kicked out of their house, or, you know, they just, they don't have a place to live. So I've always wanted to be that person that to open up a facility that and embraces them, embraces the teenage realm, whether I want females, you know, between the ages of 16 and 25 to bring their babies in, have their babies, you know, they become a sisterhood where if I have to go to work, I'll watch your baby. If you have to go to work, I'll watch your baby. And it's a sisterhood where we can raise our children until they are in that, you know, until they are ready to go out there on their own and take care of themselves. I have had dreams. I have had, you know, I've even watched shows just recently that's telling me this is going to happen. I've been having this dream ever since I was in my 20s, and this is about to happen. So right now I have a little one that I'm watching. I'm going to the park. I'm just opening up my mouth, and I'm speaking to women out there pushing their children, and I'm just talking, and that's how I am promoting who I am. Hey, how you doing? How are you? And this and that. And I have been blessed by God with that voice to talk to people. And, you know, sometimes people say, oh, is she crazy? You know, but I have that southern hospitality where I can take it to the north if I want to and just reach out my hand and just embrace and talk, because I want to help the teenagers of this world take care of their children. Where I had a friend that came to me and said that her son's girlfriend is being kicked out, and she's only 15 years old, and, you know, she doesn't know where to go. How do I start? I had to go back in my recollection and be like, you know what, we can become an emancipated minor, you need to stick with her, and da-da-da-da-da. Duchess, are you back? Because I can go on and on and on.
Back.
Okay, you drink your water.
I drank my water, took a little bit of my inhaler, you know.
Okay, go ahead, girl, with your bad self.
I don't know what's going on. So, yeah, you know, when you're trying to make a difference in the world, there are different things that you can do, and you just don't know that the little things are so very important. We had a young, this young guy, that the first one I was talking about, I was well aware that he's union, and he needed to have a shop person there. Needless to say, he got his position back. He got rehired. They should have never fired him. Then he got his back pay. Then there's this other young man. He just disappeared, and I couldn't find him. So I tried to figure out, how do you find out how he's doing if management feels everything is confidential? So I got a get-well card. I knew he was sick, and we had everybody sign it. And then I put my telephone number in the card with my name, and I sealed it, took it up to HR, Human Resources, and asked them would they mail, see to it that he got the card. He got the card because he called me this morning to let me know that he was in the hospital. He had almost died. And so, you know, the little things that we do make a difference in the world. You know what I'm saying? Just the little things.
Right.
We can do big things. We can do little things. And it makes a difference. And once you make a difference with one person, that spills over into somebody else from them. And, you know, it carries forward and it carries forward. And it's a beautiful thing. Okay, so with that said, it moves us right into what your heart thinks is great is great. And that rolls us around to we create our own reality. If we think something is mediocre, then it comes from our heart as mediocre. And so that's what we will project with what we have. If our heart thinks this is great, then it is great. And it doesn't have to be great for anybody else, but for you and your heart. And so you go forward with it. That brings us to the challenges. Challenges are what we came here for. And we are never, ever given a challenge we cannot overcome. Remember how parents used to say, oh, God doesn't give you more than you can bear. You know, and you just want to say, you know what, shut up. Because I'm bearing a whole lot, and I don't feel it's fair for God to give me these challenges that you say. Then I had this this gentleman who used to say, the feathers are never too heavy for the chicken, no matter how big and fat the chicken looks. The feathers are never too heavy. So, our burdens are our blessings. And our blessings can a lot of times be our burdens. And we look at some of the prophets, the great prophets of our world, the ones, the prophets, you look at, you know, some of those who have gone before us, our ancestors, you look at our famous people like Martin Luther King Jr., and you look at all of these important people. Their blessings were their burdens, and vice versa. They had challenges, but their challenges were made manifest as blessings to all of us. What you got for me, Jules? What you got for me? Because you're not going to let me do all the talking today.
Well, you know what? No, I'm not going to let you talk, you know, that much. I was listening to what you were saying, and I woke up. I have a disability, and I woke up, and my disability affected me today. And I have a friend that said, stop dwelling on it. You know what I'm saying? Don't dwell on it. It affected you today, move on. You know, and if I allow that, you know, to affect me all day, this is a challenge that I have to overcome. It only comes every once in a while, but when it comes, it's deep, you know, but I have to move on. I can overcome it, and I need to overcome it. So when you was reading about the challenges, yes, don't dwell. You know what I'm saying? What I think is great is great. What you think is miserable is going to become misery. And when you think that, you know, a lot of people out there have disabilities, you know what I'm saying, and they start thinking that it's misery. And they start thinking, well, why did God bless me with this? And, you know, then they become into this depressed state. And then all of a sudden, it overcomes them, and it becomes their lifestyle. And a disability should not become your lifestyle. You should overcome it. You should say, okay, this is something that is a challenge for me, but I can do this. I can, it's a challenge, and, you know, it's not as great as my heart is. So I like that. I really like that. I felt like, you know what, it happened today, and you know what, I moved on. I took a nap. I had a big old headache. Oh, my God, I took a nap. I woke up. I drank some water, and I said, you know what, I'm moving on. And I took a walk, and here I am on the show. I was like, I'm here. Hey, people.
Here I am.
So.
Now, one of the things that Neil Donald Walsh was saying is that I believe on this day of your life, your blank wants you to know that life is meant to be happy. Now, with all of that, we just finished talking about challenges, and we just talked about pain and all that other stuff, and here we come talking about, what do you mean my life is meant to be happy when I got all this stuff going on and crashing all around me? Well, one of the things that I like to do when I'm feeling to, well, I have said this to Jules sometimes. I say, Jules, stop making yourself depressed. Here you go, trying to make yourself depressed. And somebody said that to me one time, you know, okay, Eeyore, because Eeyore in Winnie the Pooh is the depressed one. Not my life, Eeyore. You know, he is just so depressing. And one of the things that I recommend we do when we're feeling low and we're feeling like, oh, hecky gosh darn, is falling all around us and crumbling at our feet, is sit down in a quiet corner and take out a journal, and I don't care what you think of, but begin a gratitude list. Begin a gratitude list. And there are more things to be grateful for than just I woke up today and I breathed. I mean, there was a time when my gratitude list had, I found a clean bra because I hadn't done laundry. And so I was grateful that I had some clean underwear to wear to work because I hadn't had money to do laundry. I mean, there are so many things to be grateful for. You can be grateful for the fact that you have toilet paper in your bathroom, and if you don't, find some newspaper, wet it, and crumble it up. You can be grateful for so many little teeny things. After a while, you start laughing at your gratitude list because some of the stuff you're putting down there that you can be grateful for are so hilarious that it just zips you out of your depression. Was that too much information, Jewel?
Just a little bit, but I'm following you. It's okay. Go ahead.
No, we're meant to be happy. And so when you're feeling down and out, start a gratitude list. Start one, and you'll see. Or every day for a month, for a week, write down five things that you were grateful for that day. Five things that you were grateful for. And you'll see, it just kind of like shifts your mood, and it takes you away from the thought of what's making you sad, and it begins to give you an uplifting venture to go on.
Gotcha.
And, yes?
Not only that, when you had told me about this gratitude list. I started writing the gratitude list. Now, there are some people out there that needs medication, you know, for their depression. And there are some, and we're not doubting you for this. There are some people out there. But when you write your gratitude list and you start living life on a gratitude list, you will start noticing the good that starts happening to you. The good just pops out of nowhere. Oh, my goodness, let me tell you. And you just be like, oh, my goodness, I only had $5 in my pocket. But guess what? My cousin came, and she bought me tickets to the movies. She didn't know I only had $5 in my pocket, but she bought me tickets to the movies. And I was so blessed with that because I didn't know how I was even going to get in the movie. But I wrote down the gratitude list, and I'm like, okay, let me try this out. And next thing you know, here she comes. Hey, I want to take you to the movies for your birthday. And I was just like, really? Are you serious? So yes, yeah, start your gratitude list and let your higher power, your ancestors, or who you want to call your higher power, let them know that you're grateful for the little things that you have. And they'll start blessing with things that you can see and things that, you know, they see that, you know what, you do acknowledge them in your life. And so that's something that's great, a gratitude list, that is.
Absolutely. Now, question for you. Okay, you going first this time. Okay, first let's give out this phone number because some other people might want to answer this question.
Okay.
Give us a call at area code 347-324-3030 if, in fact, you want to join in on this conversation with Jules and I. We'd love to have you. How many times have we been asked, if this were the last day of your life, how would you spend it?
If this was the last day of my life, oh my goodness, how would I spend it? First of all, I would thank my Creator. I would definitely thank my Creator, my ancestors. I would take a shower, I would get dressed, and I would go outside and enjoy my life. I would enjoy the birds, the sun, and I would just go and, you know, I was going to say, you know, contact the people that don't want to contact me. But, you know, I cannot spend my life dwelling on people that don't want to respond to me. You know what I'm saying? If I've been dwelling on that for all my life. So if this was the last day of my life, I would spend it with people that I know want to love me, and I want to love them, and I want to just say, hey, let's all meet at the park, or let's all meet at Ruby Tuesdays. That's my favorite restaurant in the whole wide world, and let's just meet there. Whoever comes, comes, and whoever doesn't, doesn't. But I would not dwell on that. And then I would go out, and I would just, I don't know, this would just be so amazing. And that's what I would do. I would just spend it with people that want to spend it with me. And I would enjoy.
So you would want to know. You would want to know that this was your last day?
No, because every day I have been taught to spend every day like it is the last day. And
right.
No, I don't want to know, because then I will dwell
right.
on it. Well, is it going to happen in 5 more minutes? Oh, my goodness. Oh, it might come in an hour. No, because then I would pull it to me,
right.
and then I would end up dead just like that. You don't want to pull
right.
it to you. So go ahead, Duchess. I'm ready for your answer. Come on. Help me out.
Well, you know, I thought about this, and if it was my last day, I think that this may sound selfish on my part, but I would want everybody around me. I would call all of them around me, my children, my grandchildren, you know, my mother. I want everybody around me. And then you know what I would do? I would give each and every one of them what I would like them to have when I die. This way I would know that they got it. There was no fussing and no fighting about, well, she had this and I want that, and, oh, why don't you let me have that because you got all of that. I would give everybody what I want them to have. If I want you to have my author and all of its contents, I would be here to, and nobody could say that they wanted this off the author, they wanted this picture off the author, that it would be yours. Now, that's what I would want. I want to be present to give the thing. And I made a promise to myself a couple of years ago. If, in fact, I was still alive after a particular time, I was just going to start doing that anyway. Just giving stuff away, because I'm not using it. And so why do people have to wait until I die for them to get it? You know? So
right.
That's what I would like to do. Well, nobody else wants to tell us what they would do if it was their last day, so let's move ahead here. On this day of your life, I believe blank wants you to know that there is a solution to every problem. Now, how we believe or don't believe that, that's up to us. But there is a solution to every problem. Should I go ahead and say how I feel about that? I feel that there is a solution to every problem, and if we don't have the solution to the problem yet, then that means it's not meant for us to find it yet. So that may be a cop-out, but I feel that if you don't have the solution to the problem yet, then, hey, it's not meant for you to have it just right now. So just be patient. Move over here and do some of that kind of stuff over there while you're over there with your mind occupied on something else and not the problem. The problem, when you turn around and look at it, may have disappeared, or you may say, whoa, or you may meet a person over here who knows the answer to the problem over there because you're no longer focused on the problem. Go, girl. Your turn.
I was listening to you, and I have wrote some stuff down. I don't believe that there is a solution to every problem, and you're right. It's not meant for you to have it, but most people dwell on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a dweller, you know, and I spend most of my time dwelling, which is very, very heartbreaking, you know. So I'm going to go with what you said. You know, maybe it's not meant for me to have it, but I dwell on it, and I need to come out of that routine. And people need to call us and let us know how they feel about this type of situation, which is 347-324-3030, and let me know, are you a dweller? Can you tell Duchess, her, you know, get her, you know, add some opinion to her comment? Because I am. I'm a dweller. And, yeah, I'm sorry about it, but that's what I do. I do it all the time.
Well, tell me, do you think that it's true that you can succeed best and quickest to succeed?
That's what I do. I exceed, and I give my all to others to exceed like that, where I sit back and I have nothing for myself but to dwell, and that's what happens to me, where, you know, I have to talk to somebody about it, and people say, you know what, you always complain about yourself, you know, it's like, but I need some solutions once, you know, because I'm always out there helping other people, and that is my success in life.
Right, and that should be something that you should be grateful for. That's
right.
Something that you should feel blessed about. I had a conversation today with my mother about that very same thing, you know. And then if we look at every day is a new beginning, and that today is the first day of the rest of our life, you can always start again tomorrow, what you didn't finish today, or continue doing tomorrow what you stopped doing today. You know, because there is a solution to every problem, but you're right. There's no sense in dwelling on it when you have tomorrow to do something different. And nothing is as bad as it seems. That's what Neil says. Nothing is as bad as, and you know, I kind of agree with that, because I'm going to tell you, one day I was miserable. I was going through some changes, and I looked up at the ceiling and I said, you know what? It can't get any. And I started to say the big words. It can't get any worse. And I shut my mouth.
I knew it could be worse.
Right. You say nothing is as bad as it seems. Don't say that, because if you think that it's bad and it can't get worse, then let me tell you, you just calling worse to you.
That's true. That is true. Because there is somebody out there that is dealing worse than what you're dealing with. And, you know, I have to realize that too, because it's like, if you think that you got it bad, then you read the newspaper or you get on the news or you know, talk to a friend and something is out there worse. And it's just like, even if it's the same circumstances that you have, it can get worse. So you blessed, you know, you thank your creator that, you know, you don't have it as bad, even though you have it, you don't have it as bad.
Yeah, you're in dire straits and you feel like this is the end of your world. Trust me. It could be the end of your world. You don't have to be feeling like it, you know. So, you know, and this is so simplistic. We have these people that come. Hello, it's raining. It's not Noah 40 days and 40 nights. I mean, it's raining. It's been raining for 4 days, and you're complaining. And I'll say, did you turn on the news? You got people in Mississippi, they ain't got no home because a tornado done tore it down. And you're up here complaining because it's raining every day. These people got tornadoes that are coming through and wiping out whole communities within hours at a time. And we're complaining about rain. Oh, no. Oh. So you see, it can be worse. I'm getting dramatic now.
Please, we got to lift it up. We got to lift it up. You know, just like a couple of episodes ago, I said, oh, my goodness. I told this guy, I said, oh, it is raining. What is God doing? And he said, anything God wants to do, God is doing. I said, oh, you got that right. Anything he want to do, he going to do. So, we got to lift it back up because, yes. Oh, yes.
All right. Now, here's one that I need to remember. I need to remember this one. It is not necessary for you to report everyone's mistakes to them, much less to give them corrections. I have a habit of that. It's like I can see a mistake happening before it even happens, and I'd be like, right there, whoa, wait a minute. Do you know what you're getting ready to do? Because if you do this, this is what's going to happen, and let me tell you how you're going to feel about it when it happens. And then there's sometimes it's like, I need to mind my business. Mind my business. But I'm so anxious about wanting to help people, not suffer the consequences, that I jump right there. And sometimes they don't want you to jump right there. Sometimes they want to go ahead and fall off the cliff. So, how you feel about it's not necessary for you to report everyone's mistakes to them, much less to give them corrections.
See, giving everybody's mistakes to them is not something that I do, because when they lash out at you, it hurts my feelings. You know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. Here I am giving you something that I feel that you should know, and then you lash out at me. So I just step back. And I was talking to somebody of a professional need and of a profession, and she said, ask them first. Do you really want me to tell you the truth? Because I'll tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if this is a mistake, do you want me to tell you, or how you feel, or this and that? You got to ask, because I'm telling you, they lash. And when they lash, I can't handle. I cannot handle it.
Right.
The only person that I can show a mistake to is my partner. And she's like, how come you don't treat everybody else like this? You know, you're always telling me mine. But people close to me, like family members, and listen, I don't do it. I can't, because they
right.
think that they can lash out at you and hurt you and feel nothing of it. So that's not me. I can't.
That's true. There's something on here talks about how everybody knows the answer. Well, we'll get to that one, but it goes in line with this one, so I don't know why I didn't put it right up underneath this one. Here's a beautiful one. Imagination is your greatest gift. I like that one.
That's
do you know that Walt Disney's, do they call them Imagineers? What do they call Walt Disney's creators? I think they call them Imagineers because they imagine things. They're not engineers, they're Imagineers. I thought that was so cool when I found out that that's what they call the technicians at Walt Disney. I think it's called Imagineers. Huh.
That's beautiful.
But yeah,
it
we
is.
Imagine E-E-R-S. Yep.
I believe imagination is your greatest gift, and I have a gift of imagination, but my imagination comes in my dreams, and I am someone told me that it's very rare to dream in color. And I dream in color. I dream in color all the time. And like I said, that is my imagination. I remember my dreams. I need to write down my dreams, though. But, you know, I have beautiful dreams that, you know, tell the future sometimes, where if I can write it down or if I speak it, it happens. And I'm just like, whoa, what just happened? That was in my dream. I have reoccurring imaginations where the house 5 months ago is now coming here today, and someone else is living in that beautiful house. And so it's just like, okay, something's about to happen. If I speak it out, then it happens for real. And that is something that I was blessed with. And I have to think that maybe it is connected to my disability in some way, because my disability was not given to me just because I can envision things that happen in my imagination. And it is just, you know what, I have epilepsy. And my epilepsy, I can think and it will happen. Like, I can envision and I imagine. And then all of a sudden, the seizure comes. I know when it's about to happen. So when I sleep, I have dreams. And it's beautiful dreams, Duchess. And then I can speak it and it becomes true. And that is my gift of sight. I have a gift of sight and it's beautiful.
You sound beautiful. I just feel like imagination it's a beautiful gift, you know, because if we create our own reality, we can't create that reality without having, if we want to create a beautiful reality, we want to imagine something beautiful. We create with our mind. And that's why I loved it when I found out that Walt Disney calls their creative design people Imagineers instead of like engineers, pioneers, Imagineers. They call it Imagineering. So there is a profession out there where one is paid to use their imagination. So so Jules, what do you choose to be? What you choose to be during the overhaul of humanity? You know, we're going through these great changes on the face of this earth, and what you choose to be during the overhaul of humanity is the most important choice you will ever make. And so as the earth is being overhauled and things are changing rapid fire, and we're going through all of this psychic evolutionary process, you already told us what was important to you, and that was helping the young people of the earth, the young moms of the earth, and that's
and
a
their
wonderful
babies.
Thing.
Right, and their babies, because, I mean, if there is nobody there to embrace the babies when they come between the ages of newborn and four, you know, to teach them, you know, the way and the manners and, you know, to play and, you know, you don't throw rocks at somebody else or you don't talk like that to another person. Let's play. If you're not there to show them the proper way, it's chaos. It's chaos, and so that's what I want to be. I want to be in their life, you know, to show them, let's do this. We can do this the proper way, and we can do this having fun. And so that's what I want to do. I want to be in their life.
Now, you know, last weekend, I had my six-year-old grandson with me. He's a fascinating little boy. He's really fascinating. And he does. He likes being on the computer. He likes interfacing with that computer. And he likes playing the games. But he looked at me and he said, Grandma, I want to go to the park. I go, oh, boy, you want to go to the park? He said, yes, I want to go to the park. So I took him to a park where it's the site of one of my walks on Tuesday and Thursday. And you got to go down, down, down this hill, this big old long hill down to get to the walk, the path. It's a bicycle path, but people walk there and that kind of thing. So he knew that, and he got in the swing, and I got on the swing, and I said, well, who are you going to play with? Because I'm going to read. He said, I'm going to play with myself. And so I watched him play with himself for a little while. Then he comes over to me and says, Grandma, let's go for a walk. And I said, a walk? He said, yeah, let's do your walk. And it was the most wonderful time I had having this little guy walk with me on my walk. And we had the most beautiful conversation, talking about the people going by. Now, you see, this is a young man that I can see enjoys the great outdoors. He may like the computer. He may like doing the games on the phone. But when he gets in my car and I go and drive him off to spend the night with me, he sits in his booster seat and he's looking at the sky and the trees and the grass and the scenery that's going by him. And he is a delight to be with in the great outdoors. He enjoys
right.
nature. He enjoys being outside. So
that's
just don't
really
take him
beautiful.
Outside when it's snowing, because he'll like to throw snowballs at me. And it's like, you know what? Don't throw snowballs like Grandma, okay? Please don't do that. Yeah.
That is so beautiful of the nature and the walks. And because children
yeah,
like that, they
like
need
that.
They need to know, because I was going to take the little one that I had with me to the park. I was just going to say, let's go to the park. You know, we do that every day. And we got in the car and she said, Juju, I want to go strawberry picking. It came out of nowhere. You want to go where? I want to go strawberry picking. And so we went to a local strawberry patch, and he said, well, do you want to go out in the field and pick strawberries? Knowing that this little girl did not have sunblock, but she started picking the strawberries out of his bucket, putting it in her bucket, and she was just having fun, and she was just smart. I said, she's doing what she want to do right here. And we picked $5 worth of strawberries, and we brought them to my house. We washed them, and when she gave them to her mother and father, she was just excited. I mean, just excited. It's the little things that we have to watch them do and not give them all about the technology and all about the, well,
the
I got to work.
And
you got to go here. And, right, TV. Sitting in front of that TV in a high chair and just watching TV. And TV, you know, and then the different programs that you got them watching. Those different programs, I would mention some, but I don't want to blow anybody's bubbles out there. So you let your child watch Snow Beauty.
No pun intended, huh?
If you let your child watch SpongeBob and he's only 3, that's on you. But I'm telling you, my little 2-year-old that I watch is not watching SpongeBob. So,
and
anyway.
The Simpsons, my grandchildren, when you're flicking the TV, then you go past it. We can't watch that. And they know we don't watch that. No.
That's good. That is
that's
so awesome. That's
mm-hmm.
good. So, it's a wonderful thing.
How do you feel about the changes occurring right now on this planet, and how do you feel about these are leading to a better life for all? With all the havoc that's going on the face of this earth, that it's for the good of everybody. Can you see that?
I really stay away from the havoc because if I don't see it in my face, I stay away from the news. I stay away from a lot of the newspapers and stuff like that. And maybe it is for the worse because I don't know what's going on in the life. But I stay away from all of that. You know, I stay in the here and the now. And hopefully what I see is going to be better in the future. But I don't really know the bad that's going on. That's going to cause good for the future. So I can't really answer that one, Duchess.
I think he uses a nice choice of words. He doesn't call it bad. He doesn't call it good. He calls it an overhaul. It's like taking your car in for an overhaul. You know, you're just taking stuff out and putting some working stuff in, and of course the car is going to start going crazy because now it's half new, half old, and you haven't put the Resco in, and you know, it's an overhaul. And sometimes even we as physical human beings, we got to go to the doctor for an overhaul. You know,
right.
Just an overhaul. Because we have abused ourselves so much that it's time for us to have an overhaul. And some people, the first thing they do for their overhaul is that they go on a fasting, purging cleanse. They go on a dietary cleanse. So that's their way of giving their insides an overhaul so they can start putting something new inside their body. So I think when we talk about the overhaul on the face of this earth, there's a lot going on, and I believe it has to be for the good because we don't want things to get worse. And sometimes things get worse before they can get better because things are like say, for instance, you have an infection in your leg or an infection on your arm in a sore, and what happens is as it begins to cleanse and heal underneath, it starts purging and it looks real horrible on top as it's beginning to heal underneath, but it's pushing up the mess and the gunk as it's cleansing and healing itself underneath, below the skin. So I think the overhaul on the face of this earth is a good thing. Although it is beginning to look mighty messy, real messy, but it's for a good thing, a good cause.
The whole
okay.
thing about it, Duchess. Wait a minute, I have a response to that. The one thing about it, Duchess, is the overhaul. Do you feel? Okay, I got a little question, just a B question. Do you feel like you're going to be here for the end of the new? You know what I'm saying? Or are they going to,
you know,
the overhaul going to be here for the little ones that are now the crystal babies and the indigo children?
I kind of feel that all of it is relevant because when I was coming up during the time of watching the riots in the street, and, you know, I was living in Harlem the night that Malcolm X marched on the 23rd Precinct. I was like in my teens when Martin Luther King Jr. died, and I always said, I hope I live to see the day when. And so if I were to leave the face of this earth right now, I have lived to see the day when I was looking forward to live to see. And so those things that the children or the teens are going to live to see later on, say 20, 30 years from now, I'm thankful that I have lived to see the days that I have seen thus far. Because I didn't know any of this could be possible. I just wanted to live to see it happen. And some
right.
of it has happened. You know, we got Barack Obama as the president. Did I ever think that that would happen? Oh, no. Did my mother even think that that would ever happen? You know what I'm saying? So there are things that I don't want to get religious or political on the air because we're all about everybody, and I don't want anyone to think that I've taken any one particular side or stance on anything, you know. But I've lived mm-hmm. to see some things that I didn't think would ever happen when I was 16 years old, and that was like maybe, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. And I'm sure my mother never thought she'd live to see some of the things that she's seeing happen. So
right.
you'll be here and your children will be here, and I just hope that they don't become the zombie era with these iPhones and, you know, become, I just hope that they don't lose their essence. their soul purpose or their soul's purpose by getting tied up in machinery like the Matrix. Huh?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah. Go watch the Matrix, okay? Go look at it. When things are controlled by machines. As I sit in front of this big, huge computer and this dashboard in front of me, okay? Knowing that I'm talking to you across the airwaves on a machine. But so some technology is phenomenal, and it's a good thing to have. And then sometimes we just abuse it, like we abuse drinking alcohol, we abuse foods, we abuse, you know, humans have to abuse something. So I hope I answered your question. Didn't mean
Thank
to get
you.
Too
you
chatty.
Did. Thank you.
Well,
okay.
The next thing it says is that change cannot be avoided in life, so do not resist change. Embrace it. And when everything changes, you know that book we used to read, when everything changes, change everything.
Change everything.
Because change cannot be avoided.
Right. That's cool. Okay, I understand. I mean, I understood, but I wanted a better understanding, so thank you. You know, thank you so much. I can't wait. I mean, I am ready. I'm ready to see more changes. I'm ready. If I'm here to see the change, I'm here to see the change. If I'm not, God bless everything. But I am ready. This is a great thing.
Well, he believes it is because, you know, he says, I believe that in this stage of life that your blank wants you to know that all the changes occurring right now on this planet are leading to a better life for all. And another one is that the biggest question in life is, how much good can you accept? You know, some people just can't accept the good. That's why you got to go back to that gratitude list, because they're so busy looking for more that they don't realize how much they've already got.
Right. I understand
another
that
thing.
One. It's always, I want more money. I need more money. I don't even have money. It's like, oh, my goodness, you know, how much money? Money, 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 money. It's just, do you not know? Check back in your bank statements how much money you have been through, and now you keep saying you want more. Well, save some, and then you will see some. You know, just, you got to just, it patience. You got to sit back, and you got to look, and you got to, you know, just look back at what you've had, what you've been going through, what you have now, and just, like you said, be thankful. So that's why they send out bank statements for the people who always say, I want more, I want more, I want more. Well, look what you had.
And what
and now
did you
save
do
a little
it?
Bit.
How many
yes,
times did
what
you go
did
to
you
McDonald's?
Do yes, there you go.
How many times did you go to Wendy's? How many times did you stop at the gas station and after you put your gas in your car, you went in there and you got you some munchies? How many times did you do all of that? And then you want to know why you don't lose weight, too, to boot.
That is true. Yes.
Well, one of the things it says that the outside starts on the inside. With that one, it reminds you of Michael Jackson's song, The Man in the Mirror. You know? You got to start with what you see in the mirror. So go inside of you and fix you. Fix you, and what evolves is a better outside of you. And I think there's another one that ties in with that, and he says that it may seem that you cannot control exterior circumstances, those circumstances outside of you, but you can always control interior ones. So once again, go inside. Don't be looking out there gossiping about people out there, you know, how they rank they are and how raunchy they are and they don't do this. Don't worry about them. Worry about you. Fix you and go on about yourself. Go on and be about you, you know?
Mm.
And I step back from people I'm very nice to everybody. I'm very polite to everyone. But that doesn't mean that everyone can be in my circle. That doesn't mean that I want to be socializing with everyone just because I'm polite. And I'm so polite to people that people really think that some of the people that I really don't care for are people that I like. And they'll ask me, so why don't you take some? No, because me and so-and-so, we don't get along like that. That's not what's happening. So we got to deal with what's inside of us. You know, we can control those things that are inside of us.
I understand where you're coming from because I was just a couple of days ago, I was on an emotional high. I really was. And I said, you know what? I am going to change me. I am going to change the way I feel. I am going to change the way I look. I'm going to change me because nobody out in the physical can change who I am. So I have to start somewhere. And so I got up in the morning and I went to go talk to somebody that very special to me. I came home. I used to get my nails done. I stopped doing that for many years. I went and got my nails done. I went and got my feet done. I got my hair cut. When I say it was cut, it was cut. I mean, I was crying. But then I looked in the mirror and I looked at myself and I said, who is that in the mirror? Who is that Jules in the mirror? And I said, you know what? It is me. It is the new me. This is the inside me, and that's why we say inside matters. That's why we always go back to the inside that matters. And I started doing the exercise thing because this is what we have to do in life. We've got to change inside. We've got to stop dwelling on, well, this person thinks of me. Well, this person said I was ugly. Well, this person thinks I'm fat. You know, who cares what they think? It's what you think about yourself that matters. And then you have to change it. Once you change it, you become who you think of yourself. You got to love it. You got to love yourself. And if you don't like your fat, clumpy, dumpy self, then change it. Because I got a lot of fat, clumpy, dumpy people.
We've been talking a lot about fat lately, you know that?
Right, but it's because I'm a big girl, you know what I'm saying? But I have a lot of people that I know out there that look beautiful, and they are beautiful, and they got the attitude of, I am beautiful, you know? And so I'm sorry, I got to go there, and I had to change me, you know? I have to walk with that attitude, with my head held high and my shoulders back, and this is who I am. This is Jules. Kiss everybody. Just kiss
They say they're beautiful, and it says what your heart thinks is great, and if their heart thinks that they are great and they are beautiful, well, by golly, so they are.
Right.
Now, here's one of the things for you. You inner life is begging you for some attention. Can you not hear your soul calling to you? Now we get into meditation. We have a show, Heart and Soul Meditation. I mean, that's one of our biggest rated shows. When we do that show, we have more people that download, upload, call in, listen to that show than any other show that we have. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful meditation show. But that's because your inner life is begging you for some attention. And when are we going to give our inner life some attention? Okay, you iPhone holders. Okay, you computer geekies. It's time for you to give your inner self some attention. Some attention. I try to do that every day. I'm going to try and make it a habit. Well, I'm just going to make it a habit. They said when we try, that means that we're not going to do anything. Because if you stand up with your butt facing a chair and you tell yourself, try to sit down, you will never sit down. You will always be perpetually trying because it will never happen. But if you sit down, it will happen. I'm sitting down. So don't try out there. Just do it. Just do it. That's a jewel. Oh, that's not jewel. That's a Duchess challenge for you. All right. In closing, before we read this card, you know we have to do a card. But in closing, unless Jules has something she want to say before I give these words of wisdom out. No?
I'm fine. I am fine. Go ahead.
Okay. On this day of your life, your blank wants you to know, first, that your prayer has already been answered. It's already been heard. Have you been praying for something? Well, you need to know. It has already been heard. On this day of your life, your blank wants you to know that the election is over. The votes have been counted. And guess what? You win. On this day of your life, your blank wants you to know that now that you've been elected, it's time to take office. Are you ready? Are you ready to lead? I hope so, because that's what this show is about. It's about what's going on inside of you, and that's all that matters, what goes in and what comes out. It's all about. It's what's inside that matters. Okay, Jules, what do you think? You think we did good, Uncle?
We always do good. We do phenomenal. I really love our show, and I think it blesses a lot of people out there, and a lot of people do listen to us, and I think we're there for them as they are there for us. So I think we did phenomenal. Thank you for asking.
Okay, so what do we do? What you got? Animal, well, angel, what we got?
I think that you're going to pick the card today because I found out that I have a new totem animal, and I have been just amazed because I thought my totem animal was going to stay mountain lion for the rest of my life, but it changed to a snake. I dreamt about a snake. I went to go look at a PetSmart and looked at a snake. I touched a snake, and it's just been dreaming about snake. And I'm just like, woohoo, I'm snake. I read about it. I said, whoa, this is powerful. So now I would say an animal just because I love the animal cards. But, see, you bring a difference to the show. So you tell me animal or you tell me angel, but you're going to have to pick the card today because you know me.
I think I'm going to pick angel card.
Okay.
Okay. Angel card for today is signs, S-I-G-N-S.
Oh, great one.
Signs. Pay careful attention to the messages the angels give you now. You have asked for a sign, and they deliver it. Notice and trust these signs. You've asked for heaven to help you. Now it's up to you to pay attention to the evidence of their help. This card signifies that your angels are trying to get your attention with signs. They might ask a butterfly or a bird to fly near you, or they might compel you to hear a song several times. They might put an object in your path so that you have to notice it. Drawing this card is also a sign from your angels. They are trying to get through. Please notice. You can ask your angels to give you a sign whenever you have a question or a decision to make. Usually, it's not a good idea to specify what type of sign you'd like. Leave that up to the angels. They are very good at making their presence known. And yes, they are. Okay. My signs come through. A lot of my signs come through the license plates on cars. And that's how they be speaking to me. And it's a phenomenal treat when it happens. So,
wow.
In any way, you'll get signs.
My signs come through my dreams, and a lot of my signs come through that way, or they just pop out of nowhere in my head, you know, and you'd be like, who said that? And so that's how my signs come through. They just come out of nowhere, so that's a wonderful
Sounds
thing.
Good. Well, it's been a good show. It's been good. I've had a wonderful time. And I guess we can sign off whenever we're ready. Anybody want to call us before we call it a night? 347-324-3030.
Oh, we have a couple of people just looking at us, listening to us. If they want to just pop in and just press that number one, go ahead. And they have been listening for a while. So anything is everything. And you can end the show if you want to, whenever you're ready, Duchess.
Okay, I want to say goodnight, everyone. Before I close, I want to read our disclaimer. The information we share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine, and is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare professional regarding any mental or physical health condition or treatment. We want to tell everybody, stay blessed here. This is Duchess signing off. And hello, Jules.
This is Jules signing off.
Okay, be blessed. We'll be back when? The first Sunday? Oh, no, we'll be back the third Sunday. This is a new month, huh? I forgot about.
Yes.
You know what? Shame
we'll be back
you.
On the 18th. 18th of
yes,
May.
We
so we're going to miss Mother's Day, Duchess. So I want to say happy Mother's Day to all that have mothers. And I am really thinking of all those that don't have mothers out there. But you know what? You're blessed too. So happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's
yes,
Day,
happy
Mom.
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day,
Thank
Grandma.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, everybody, good night. This is Duchess signing off, and Jules is saying good night and happy Mother's Day, and here we go. Talk to you all later.
All right.
Love everybody. We love you dearly. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.